producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fasinelli and Richie McFadden, survivors of the radio wars.
That's us.
We've survived. Okay, there are two or three things that are floating around that have innuendo connected to them and insinuation connected to them and inversion connected to them. And So, I'm trying to figure out where to go. Here's one item of interest that I find fascinating. Mostly because I didn't know it, and I'm betting you didn't know it. Do you know what the whitest state in the union is?
The whitest?
Whitest state in the union.
As far as
Right, there are more honkies and fewer
Alaska.
Of anything, nope.
Hawaii?
Nope.
No. You crazy?
Nope.
All right, then we got to go down south, right?
Nope.
Arkansas?
Nope.
Massachusetts?
Nope.
Connecticut?
No. What? What did you say?
Maine?
Maine is the whitest state in America. There is an election for the mayor.
It's so cold up there. Black people are too smart by that.
Yeah, really? We're not staying here.
Yeah.
Lewiston, Maine is the second largest state out of. There's not a lot of large cities in Maine. Portland is the largest and the capital in Lewiston. No, Auburn actually is the capital, I think. Anyway, so Lewiston is the Lewiston-Auburn area. Lewiston's having an election for mayor. And because of the influence in the past year of Muslims from Somalia, the city's future may be different than what might have been the case if there were not these refugees in the city, assimilating in the city. It isn't that they're voting, it's that they're coming to the city has changed the context of the mostly white city in the mostly white state of Maine. And it's disrupting their, I don't know, whatever it is, their lives, they think, or the acumen, or whatever their comfort level is. And so it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out in terms of campaigns and who wins, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, in the Supreme Court, and we should get our legal guy, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, on to talk about this, is going to hear arguments in a voting rights case. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of really close to what you're talking about here. The case is Evanwell versus Abbott from 1940. And it will address
1940?
Yeah. Well, no, it's actually his current case. Yeah. It'll address the principle of one person, one vote.
Yeah.
Because the way voting districts are set up, it's based on population as opposed to how many legal registered voters there are. So now they're looking at, okay, should we be doing the voting districts based on how many people live there?
Yep.
Or how many people live there that are registered legal voters? And if they change this over, it will redistrict everything and have a huge impact.
Yep. So there's some important food for thought for you. There are three things that I think are in the mix that will be at the top of the list when we do our end of week check on the top 10 stories at Talkers Magazine. One of them is the Supreme Court and what is being done, how the face of America is changing because of the influence of all of the refugees. The refugee program, problem, whatever you want, is a huge, huge political and social upheaval and something that people are now really paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an email from Jerry who writes, here's a plan for the Syrian refugees. All males between the ages of 18 to 40 immediately should be inducted into the army and sent to basic training. After that, they'd be loaded onto aircraft, flown back to their country, and upon arrival, given their weapons and ammo and told to reclaim their country. When they've accomplished that, we'll send their wives and children and any other countrymen and women back to them at no cost. They'll be paid the same as our soldiers fighting for our country or fighting for their country, and their dependents will receive the same benefits as our soldiers' dependents. If they're not willing to do this, then they and their families can find another country to take them. We ought not have our we should not be sending our military to fight for their country if they aren't willing to fight for it themselves. Interesting idea, actually. I think that the military, putting people into the military,
with this one.
Well, there's the loyalty factor. Are they really, you know, are they really Americans? And should that be an easier way for you to become citizens?
And I've always struggled with why don't these people fight for their own country?
Yeah.
And then I sit here and think, well, wait a minute, how was this country started? We left the country we didn't like and
that's
started
right.
this one.
Yeah, yep. That's right.
So as much as I want to say, get your chicken butt back to your country and fight for it if you really care about it, I guess I can't.
Mm. The vast and varied arsenal being used to commit war crimes in Syria, the weaponry there, much of it seized from the Iraqi army. The Iraqi army, good day. The Iraqi army. Most of it's made in America. And this is now, Amnesty International is all over this. They want to know, they want to go to the United Nations and charge America with aiding and abetting Daesh because of our weapons. I mean, this is crazy stuff. But it's all crazy. It's getting crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And so, you know, what do we do about it? That's the thing. And can we come up with enough agreement so that actually something does happen that affects our longevity? Because these things are going to be chipping away at our ability to survive and exist. They really, there's some healthy stuff here, and there's stuff also very unhealthy. And so, I mean, the focus on our country and its health, social, economic, historical, whatever, financial, we have a change. And why these changes take place, why is it that Roberta would feel so strongly about something that is part of social democracy, the socialized democracy, when it seems to place an unfair burden on those who have to pay the bill? I don't mind helping people out. I want to help people out that I want to help out. But I don't want to be told that we have to help them out. I resent it. It's not my job to help somebody unless I want to help them. And the same is true for you. If you want to help people, Roberta, write a check. If, Richie, you want to help people, write a check. But I'll be damned if I wanted to come out of my tax bill. It's not, that is not what my taxes are for. Not what my taxes are for. And I resent it to the nth degree.
You know what? Hey, listen. If you want to do more,
do more.
Write a check to the IRS.
I think.
No, not to the IRS. No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No.
That's the way
no. Give it to the people that need it. That's a waste of money.
What I resent is how the government is using my money.
I'm glad to hear that because we all ought to resent what the government's doing with our money. The waste, fraud, the corruption, the abuse.
Absolutely.
But the people
and if you got rid of that, there would be
more of this. They should just stroke that check, man.
But if you got
around,
rid of it,
turn around, salute the flag, and stroke the check. Send
well,
it
but,
the,
but what we're saying is that it ought not to be a case of us paying for something that we don't want to pay for. We don't agree. When you get a bill to have your car fixed, you sign on the bottom line, I agree to pay for the repairs to my car. So you pay for the repairs to the car. I don't agree. I don't sign something when I send my tax return in with my money that says I agree to you spending my money the way you want to. Damn it, no.
So how come people aren't up in arms the way the government is spending the money?
You know, that's a very good question.
And everything else.
Why are we wasting so much time talking about all of this stuff in San Bernardino and what Donald Trump says about the Muslims? Those are not the real issues. These are phony, baloney news media attempts at sensationalizing stuff so you'll buy the damn newspapers. It's not the real issue. The real issue is what Roberta just said. How the money is being spent, wasted, the corruption, the cronyism, the way that people are behind the scenes trying to buy the election so they can keep whatever is going on in their lives going in the direction they want it to go in. It's just faulty logic. It's the way of the human condition. It's the way people think. But, you know, that doesn't mean that it's right. Any more than the Peanut Gallery sent me a note about, we were talking earlier, for those of you who haven't seen the story, check it out at DougStephan.com about what really happens. The scientist that did the work on the concussions has a proposition. Play football when you get to be when you're of age. So the thought came back, okay, NFL players under their contract can sue when they're hurt. So if that's the case, why is it that when people sign up, the two places where most of the damage is coming like this are from sports and from military activity? Mm-hmm. So how come soldiers are signing up, they put their lives on the line, they get hurt, they do know that they could be exposed to something horrible, but they can't sue the government like the football players can sue the NFL?
That's right.
Why is that? If the NFL players can sue, then why can't soldiers sue? They know what the dangers are when they go in. So ought they not to be, is the proposition, if the NFL players can sue, soldiers can sue, and the other, vice versa, NFL players know what they're getting into, so why should they be allowed to sue? Maybe they just signed their agreement as, you can't sue us if something happens to you, and the same thing is true with soldiers. Either or, but there ought to be some consistency there, and there isn't. Do you understand? You know what I mean? Understand what I'm saying? You know? The way that we treat our soldiers, you know how I feel about that. It's woof. So anyway, woof. There's another woof. I'm woofed. I'm woofed out now. So let's pause, Richie, for what reflects and what can be the old the pause that refreshes. Good commercials.
Woof.
19 past the hour. Woof. Woof.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Christmas, you have just one special wish, her hand in marriage. But before you ask, come to Jared, where you can create a one-of-a-kind engagement ring just for her. Choose from thousands of diamonds and hundreds of settings, and receive Get Set in Diamonds rewards up to $1,000 toward a beautiful setting when you purchase your diamond at Jared. This Friday through Monday only, so don't miss your chance to save. Because the one piece of jewelry she'll wear forever is waiting for you at Jared.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Portion of the program, some musical focus. These are the Stone Temple Pilots. The death of Scott Weiland last week has brought a lot of attention to them and to him, and it isn't all positive, nor should it be. As a matter of fact, most of it is negative, and it ought to be, because to try to make this guy out as some kind of a hero when he was nothing but a
we do it with Hendrix and Joplin and Elvis.
No, I didn't do it. I didn't like any of them. Like them all. Sure I don't like any of them.
Absolutely you do. You idolize Elvis. And
Elvis wasn't that kind of stone.
Death. Yeah, absolutely he did. Elvis, Scott Weiland and Elvis are the same.
Maybe, no, I don't. Sorry.
But they really are. They were guys who had big problems and did a lot of drugs. It may have been different drugs, but they basically, Michael Jackson, drugged himself to death.
No, I think you make that argument. Yeah, okay.
So, I'm so going Scott ahead, Weiland's wife, who is the mother of Scott Weiland's two teenage kids, basically she wrote an open letter to Rolling Stone magazine and said, at some point, someone needs to step up and point out that, yes, this will happen again, because as a society, we almost encourage it. We read awful show reviews, watch videos of artists falling down, unable to recall their lyrics, streaming on a teleprompter just feet away, and then we click add to cart because what actually belongs in a hospital is now considered art.
Yeah. Yep. That's a very strong statement. Accurate.
She said, don't glorify this tragedy with the talk of rock and roll and the demons that, by the way, don't have to come with it.
No, not at all. All right. So, there's the death of Scott Weiland, him too. John Lennon shot and killed on this day in 1980.
Right. 35 years ago.
35 years ago today. As he stood outside of his New York City apartment.
Another drug addict.
He was, I guess you could say he was in the all
the Beatles, they outgrew it.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. But he didn't. He died before he outgrew it. So the song, this is, I think, one of his most provocative songs, frankly. Also, the song Give Peace a Chance, when people were standing outside of his apartment the day after he died. This was played more than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Songwriter of a Generation, he was called. The memorial that is... Isn't there a section of Central Park that's set aside?
Called Strawberry Fields, yes.
Yeah. Strawberry Fields forever. All right, so that's the John Lennon remembrance. It's appropriate. Now let's highlight the headliners, highlighting the headliners for the Super Bowl 50 halftime show. Since this was announced last, I think it was last Friday, Thursday or Friday. You know, it was Thursday night football that the announcement was made. This is a British band, by the way. This is not an American band. And some people,
Irish, really.
Is it Irish?
Yes.
Yeah, is that where he's from?
Irish.
Martin is an Irishman. So anyway, they have, they, whoever they are, some of the sports people. Wow, what do you mean? This is not an American group. What? I'm thinking there have been a lot of American groups that didn't play at the Super Bowl. There are individuals over the years. I can't name one, but I can't believe this is the first time.
You too.
U2 is a Irish band.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so that's a lot of baloney. Anyway, I think that this is quite an act. Right? I love their music. Bruno Mars also is supposed to be performing. Beyonce may make a guest appearance. She actually is on the new Coldplay album, Richie, whether you knew that or not. And they wanted to have her sing with Coldplay during halftime. But most of the Coldplay stuff I like because there's a message, there's a song, there's a story there that you can listen to and actually hear. This probably my favorite Coldplay song. You gotta know. I mean, it's a very complicated story.
By the way, who played in 2010?
Yeah. All right. So there it is. Anyway, highlights musically what's going on in the world 20 and after the hour on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Music is a gift like no other. And this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers to take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called a monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoMind.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Spending time that you could be doing other things with, and so I appreciate your being here as a listener. Maybe you're doing this and something else. Maybe you just can't believe what Roberta Fasanelli has said, is capable of saying.
And we're about to deliver you the stupidest story of the day.
The stupidest story of the week.
It's the dumbest story I've ever heard.
All right, the story at DougStefan.com. About the Postal Service, the USPS.
Oh, get this.
Indeed. Going to start emailing you your email. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let me try this again. They're going to email you your mail.
No, a picture of
your
mail.
Well, that's what email is. They're emailing mail every morning that shows what you're going to be delivered
in your mailbox
that day. So this is, I've heard it all, I've seen it all, we've done it all. This may be the dumbest. And by the way, they're working at the expense of us, the largesse. When they lose money, which is every year, we as taxpayers make it up. That's how, you know, their unions are taken care of and all of the stuff. It takes me now 8 to 10 days to get a letter from New York to me in suburban Boston and for me to send something. I can get a letter to California in maybe 4 days now, where it used to take 2 to 3. New York was overnight. Now it's...
I mailed something from California in November, and it took 2.5 weeks to get to New Orleans.
Okay.
All right, so now, listen to this. Those of you who are not grasping what we're telling you, instead of going to the mailbox to find out that your mailbox is full of junk mail, or maybe there's nothing in it at all, the Postal Service is going to test a new tool that will save you the trip if there's nothing interesting in your mail. The feature is called Informed Delivery. It sends you 10 images a day of what's in your physical mailbox to your email box. What in the name of heaven?
They've been doing it in Virginia for a couple of years now, and they're expanding it to New York City and Connecticut. But what I found very interesting about the story, Doug, is that since 2013, the Postal Service says it has been photographing every letter and package mailed in the
U.S. Why do you think that is?
Really?
They're saying the process helps them sort the mail.
All right, sure. Of course.
So they have photographs of every single piece of mail.
So they'll send you a black and white image of your actual letter-sized mail pieces by 11 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. So I don't get my mail until 6:30 at night.
All the way out.
Your mailbox, you poor little thing.
That's what I find amusing. You're thinking that, you know, like big farms or big ranches, you know, out west where the mailbox may be 5 miles away from the main house.
They're doing this in New York City. Connecticut. Around Washington.
Three circumstances pop to mind here, actually. What happens if you just go, oh, I don't like what's in the mail today, and like for a week you don't
leave the mailbox home? They got to clean it out for you?
But the other thing is, what happens if you don't have any mail that day? Did they send you a picture of nothing?
I guess so.
And then the last thing is, what happens if this information gets hacked? And you've got a hacker. Oh, look, that looks like checks in Roberta's mail and junk mail and Rich's mail. I'm going to Roberta's house and steal her mail.
Check. Yeah.
Well, they say they started it after 2001. Remember those anthrax attacks where people were mailing anthrax and killed like 5 people, something like that? So that's when they started photographing every single piece of mail.
And the overreaction, back to what we were talking about earlier, the unbelievable waste, fraud, corruption. Mm-hmm. These people have way too much money at their disposal. They have access to way too much of our money.
You think this is an admission by the post office that they're irrelevant and they're trying to be...
And it takes you 8 to 10 days to get a letter from New York to Boston. Yeah. Of course they're irrelevant. Of course they're irrelevant.
Wow. 2.5 weeks from Los Angeles to New Orleans.
Yeah, right. The whole thing is irrelevance. Irrelevance personified.
It's just a new marketing gimmick, maybe. We got the pictures already. Let's see if we can market them. You know?
All right, here's the story from New Haven, Connecticut today, where a Yale lecturer who criticized, the piece of the pie that's most important here, he criticized the school for criticizing him because he criticized students who were criticizing other students about Halloween costumes. So what really happened here, this lecturer was criticized for challenging students to stand up for their right to decide what costumes were politically correct or culturally offensive or not. So much pressure brought to bear on him for his position, he's resigning at the end of the semester. His colleagues made it impossible for him to stay at the school and be effective because he stood up for, I don't know that what he told them was right or what they were wearing was politically incorrect or insensitive or anything else. But hello, on college campuses we have this all the time when political correct, the champions of this way of thinking on college campuses drive out the important things that people need to hear that may be offensive, that may be irregular, that may be outrageous, but yet we need to have people hearing them so you can really understand what's right or what makes sense or what's moderate versus the stuff that's outrageous and outlandish. How do you know if you can't hear it, see it, or sense it, what the various extremes are? And we have a lot of extremes in this country. So if you only have one extreme at the expense of the other extreme, then what do you have? You don't have a middle anymore, right? Think about it.
Okay.
Anyway, I may have... my daughter and her husband are professors at UCLA. And I could see... I mean, we have a lot of college campuses that are very left of center. And then there are those that are right of center. George Mason University comes to mind, some of the others. But it's funny how they're poo-pooed. There's an intellectual unequivalency. Is there a word? Unequivalent. Unequivalency. Does that make sense? You understand what I'm talking
about? I'm following you. Unfortunately, I understand what you're saying.
We get what you're saying, boss.
Well, thank you. Unfortunately, yeah. Thank you very much, Richie.
Yeah, it scares me.
Yeah, good for you. All right, so that brings me around to thinking or understanding the differences in our country and how wildly, dramatically life is in one state versus another state, and how we find these two states are examples of this sort of thing in states all over the country. I mentioned earlier the whiteness of Maine.
Right. For example. What is the percentage? Did you ever tell us the percentage?
White?
Yeah.
I think it was 94%, something close to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, Hispanics, though. There are Hispanics that live and work in some of the, like, Portland and southern Maine, but there's not on the farms up there. I think that there's an influx of blueberry pickers in the late summer, but they aren't residents. They come in, pick the blueberries, and they're gone.
Right.
So there is an interesting comparison that has been online of two states that are considered to be middle American states, mostly because of where they are geographically, Illinois and Oklahoma. Two of them in the main. Illinois is on the right side of the Mississippi, Oklahoma somewhat to the left of north of Texas. You know, look at the map and you can see that, matter of fact, Tulsa and Wichita are really the exact physical center of the country. You go Wichita Oklahoma City are in a line right underneath each other. So when you understand and compare and contrast these two states, which I'm going to do in a moment, it's amazing how we have and we celebrate the differences in our country. Whether that's a good thing to do or not, I celebrate diversity, but I think that sometimes it goes a little bit too far, or just understanding what the realities are, what exists, and because there's so much focus on Chicago and what's going on there. My God, every day, that's one of the top three or four stories, the results of the releasing of this video and what it then now brings to us. When you look at the makeup of Chicago politics and Illinois politics, and you see something that's startling, considering it's the land of Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Or was, anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you that, some food for thought in that department in a moment. 43 after on Good Day.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. We recently received a note from someone who shared a story that reveals one more way that America's problem with excessive litigation is hurting all of us, even those of us who have never been sued. This kind-hearted person had taken a baby carriage to a local charity hoping to help a young family. However, she was surprised to be told she couldn't donate it. Even though it was an extremely nice carriage and in like-new condition, the charity said it doesn't accept any baby items like that from anyone because of fear of getting sued. Isn't that a shame? This isn't an isolated case, either. All across the United States, young families in need who could benefit from the generosity of others are being told they have to use their rent or food money to buy new strollers, carriages, and beds when perfectly good used ones are available.
Let's be fair. In this season of giving, it's troubling to hear stories about people who want to help others and who are told they can't, simply because of America's ongoing lawsuit problem. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, 46 past the hour. Roberta, Richie, and Doug on the Good Day program. All right, I want to compare two states.
Okay.
First, the data on the state of Illinois. More people on welfare in Illinois than there are people working. Did you know that?
Yep.
Wow. Chicago pays the highest wages to teachers, higher than anywhere else in the country. Their average pay is $110,000 a year.
Wow. We're in the wrong business.
Their pensions average 80% of their income.
Wow.
Illinois and Chicago, nice places to be. But let's talk about what happens in Chicago, where in the last 6 months, 292 people have been killed in Chicago. Now, that compares to 221 killed in Iraq. How about that?
So more people are killed in Chicago than
in Iraq. Chicago has one of the strictest gun laws in the entire country. And that is because of the people who make the laws, I guess, under the circumstances. President Obama's from there, Dick Durbin, Jesse Jackson Jr., gonzo now, but how much influence was he? What I find interesting about Illinois is the number of governors who are in jail.
Right?
You know.
Who's the guy with the big head?
Blagojevich.
Blagojevich,
right.
Yeah.
George Ryan, no longer a governor. He was in prison. Blagojevich replaced him. He went to prison. Jesse Jackson Jr. is in prison. And so on and on it goes. Why is there that it's like that in Illinois? Just a comparison. Mostly because of how much it costs and how horrible a job Rahm Emanuel is doing as the mayor of Chicago and, you know, all of the stuff that rolls downhill. It's only my conclusion is left to you. My conclusion is not any different than what I've said before about the excesses we have allowed ourselves to become so enamored with excess. Oklahoma is the only state in the country that didn't have even one county go to Obama. And so does that mean it's good or bad? Well, you look at what Oklahoma is doing, you draw your own conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you look around at some of the things. Oklahoma recently passed a law to incarcerate illegal immigrants and ship them back to where they came from, which is something a lot of Americans support. But, you know, the federal government's against it. The ACLU comes out against it. So you have this big fight about things that seem to have purpose. And so, what conclusions can you draw from looking at Oklahoma versus looking at Illinois? Oklahoma is a much smaller state. There isn't as much agitation going on. For whatever the reason, Oklahoma doesn't seem to appeal to minorities. We were talking about, and the reason I brought this up is because we were talking about Maine and it being the whitest state. I believe Oklahoma is in the top 10. Oklahoma has done a lot to really kind of focus on common sense, I think. They voted and passed a law that all driver's license exams printed in English only. So do people say that's racist? No, this is the country's language is English. The signs and the licenses and stuff need to be in English. So why is that so difficult for people to understand? I don't get it. Anyway, a little food for thought. 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Optimism abounds as we take apart a lot of things in the world of technology and try to get them to a point where you can understand them. Kim Garrison is with us from his company Realizing Innovation. He always has information on gadgets and gadgetry that is helpful and ideas about technology for the consumer, which would be you and me. Speaking of consuming, this is the season of giving. Consumers are working hard to be ready and willing and able. Easiest ways to pack and ship your gifts. The focus now of some information that you should pay close attention to.
Shopping for the right gift is just part of the holiday fun, but it's also important to have a plan in place to get your gift delivered on time. Staples' Allison Corcoran says be prepared for what happens after the purchase.
So it is that time of year again, and people will be shipping holiday gifts of many shapes and sizes, and that requires the right packaging supplies as well as shipping services. Staples has all the supplies people need, from recycled packing peanuts to boxes and holiday tape.
With all the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Corcoran says it's important to be mindful of shipping and delivery dates.
It's hard to find the time to ship your packages. Every Staples store has a UPS service counter for convenient shipping and easy package drop-off 7 days a week. We'll even package your gifts for you.
For more information, go to staples.com. That's Consumer Focus from Staples.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, so as I said, Kim Garrison is here from Realizing Innovation. I noticed T-Mobile, which is the fastest growing wireless carrier, coming under scrutiny for its ad campaign promising to rip up service contracts and do away with hidden fees. Apparently, the New York Attorney General is investigating complaints that that isn't what's happening. When you call T-Mobile, they say, well, that's what the ad says, but in reality, this is what we'll really do. There's been a lot of shaking up. T-Mobile has shaken up the telecom industry quite a bit. He refers to himself as an uncarrier, which vows to free consumers of burdensome service contracts and other pesky things. What do you think? They're saying things because they want to say things to get beyond Skype and become a bigger carrier, but consumer reports say that they are good. T-Mobile is better than Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. Now, that doesn't surprise me because they all suck. Having said that, what do you make of the focus on advertising and claims and what they can actually do, Kim?
The whole market is so competitive. It's chaos. I mean, market by market, city by city, you're told different things by all the carriers. You know, the Sprint commercials show people with chainsaws sawing old contracts in half. There's fine print on the TV commercials. There's fine print in all the ads that severely restrict the claims that are being made. It just takes time to sift and sort and weed through all the noise to pick the right carrier.
Well, it's growing. Right. The whole area is growing so quickly. People laugh at me. I dropped my cell phone in the driveway yesterday and ran over it with a tractor. But I have a flip phone. So I went to the Verizon store to change my flip phone and get it, you know, the old one that I had programmed, so in case I find another one I can, I don't want to use my smartphone for an everyday application because it's too cumbersome for me. But there are a bunch of kids in there that are 23, 24, 25 years old who looked at the flip phone. They look at me. They couldn't figure. For a while, you know, we had some fun with it. But, you know, basically, the new products are coming in so fast. I looked at this kid and I said, how do you know how to do all this stuff? He says, oh, I just grew up around it and I trained myself. And that's what's happening, I think, to there's a line here of the haves and have-nots or the no and no-nots. And that comes to, I mean, every day there's so much new smartphone, this and 6 million devices that are prone to attack because of software. Who's going to know that when you go buy the stuff? I'm just looking at something here where you're unprotected. There's so much of this stuff coming out so fast. How can you buy it and be protected? I think that's the question, isn't it?
Everybody needs a 23-year-old to help them.
There you go. Let's bring in those carrier hired. Thanks, Kim. Good to have you here on Good Day.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.